Lawmakers never really stop campaigning, even when they're in office. Politics and public perception dictate a lot of what they do and how they think. Our next story is an example of that. The congressman at the center of it is Republican Rodney Frelinghuysen of New Jersey, and one particular letter Frelinghuysen sent to some of his supporters. Nancy Solomon from member station WNYC reports.
Is it okay to kind of say what happened?
The story unfolded during a meeting around a dining room table in Montclair, New Jersey, in Rodney Frelinghuysen's 11th congressional district. The steering committee of NJ 11th for Change was discussing who was available for a morning event.
I'm remarkably free now to attend a lot of these events, thanks to my congressman.
Saley Avalenda was a senior vice president and lawyer for Lakeland Bank, which has 53 branches in the state. Last month, she was called into her boss's office and handed a fundraising letter that Congressman Frelinghuysen sent to a member of the bank's board of directors. It asked for donations to help him fight organized opposition to the Republican agenda. At the bottom of the letter, scrawled in pen next to his signature, it says, P.S. One of the ringleaders works in your bank! Avalenda was not fired, but she says she had a lot of explaining to do. And for that and other reasons, she ultimately decided to resign.
I had to write a statement to my CEO. It was not something that I expected, and I thought that my congressman put them in a situation and put me in a really bad situation as a constituent that used his name and he used his position and he used his stationery to try to punish me.
NJ 11th for Change began with one Facebook post after the election and quickly grew to more than 7,000 members who live in Frelinghuysen's district. He's been in Congress 22 years and is heir to a political dynasty that dates back to the Revolutionary War. But he's experiencing a new level of political opposition. He complained about it during a town hall last week.
For people who've jammed our lines and made it difficult for us to meet our constituent needs, it would be nice for you to back off. I'm not suggesting that people don't have the right to speak and let their views be known, but some of this is highly orchestrated and it's unfortunate.
Jordan Libowitz, spokesman for Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CREW, says the letter is unusual and noteworthy because members of Congress don't usually turn to businesses in their district to do damage to their political opponents.
It's certainly troubling. Whether or not it breaks a criminal statute is one issue, but the very clear issue is that it appears that a member of Congress might be using his power to threaten someone's employment because of their political activities.
CREW is calling for an ethics investigation. In an email, Frelinghuysen's campaign spokesman called the letter innocuous and said the congressman was unaware of any of the particulars about Avalenda's status with the bank. Lakeland Bank released a statement saying it encourages and fosters the political activity of its employees. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.